Thank you, Jim. So if you're a visual person, sort of follow this meditation visually and allowing any symbols to enter your mind or what you sense with or whatever. And please, no analyzing, no interpreting them. We'll do that afterwards. So just let these symbols visually or whatever just come in and be with them. And if you're more of a feeling, sensing person, then just listen to this meditation and notice any emotions or sensations that arise. And again, just let them permeate your being like a visual symbol would. And let these things just go to your higher self for interpretation at the end. So, no analyzing, no interpreting. Okay? All righty. I don't mean
Okay.
to. These are my instructions. I don't think these came from that. Okay, so here's where I began. But I think maybe they did this. But I want you to relax and let go of any tension from the day by gently, rhythmically breathing in and out of your heart. So this will take a few seconds to get into a sort of rhythmic breathing that feels comfortable to you, whether it's a deeper breath or more shallow, whatever feels comfortable for you that you're aware of that is rhythmic. And now allow this rhythmic breathing to become a little deeper, a little more complete, calming, and centering you in this present moment. Now, I want you to take a moment to recognize the spirit of everyone in this group. So, one by one, I want you to slowly go around the circle, connecting briefly with each person. Open your heart and connect with each person's heart energy. Take your time. I'll intuit when you're done. So bring yourself into resonance with each person before you move on to the next person. So take your time. You might want to close your eyes. Oh. Now, as you're finishing up, very quickly, look at each person, and I'll call each person's name out, and notice the light around this person, within this person, whatever, just very quickly. So take a look at Jim. And then Brittany. And KK. And Jackie. Sandy. And then me. Now, take a step back from this and feel the energy and the light of this combined group. And I think you'll notice and feel a spiraling effect as the light all begins to join together. And what I want you to do is, whether you have known it all along, or in this moment, this present moment, you're realizing it, you are among a powerful circle of light workers. Welcome. As effective, vigorous, compassionate, caring, benevolent, high frequency light workers, this is a healing process tonight, created especially for all of you. So take a moment to connect with your higher self. And become open and receptive at this higher frequency. Begin to sense, feel, or see a brilliant white light. You've seen it in each of us, around us. It is the light of Source. It is your other best friend this evening. Take a moment to acclimate to its strength and intensity. It is original, and yet it's soft and magical. It knows how wonderful and powerful you are, even in your worst moments, even if you doubt it. So I want you to take a moment and open the doors to your crown or seventh center on the top of your head. Open them wide open. And bring this light through your seventh center or your crown. Welcome this light. As you become aware that you're open and receptive, you sense it its presence immediately. And feel this light moving down your spinal cord, your spinal cord is functioning as a conduit to this light. And as it moves down, it acts to distribute the magic and healing qualities of this light through your nerves, all the way to your nerve endings, and through the ley lines of the body. So peacefully call upon the light to cleanse and release any stuck energy or beliefs. Take your time, relax. So call upon the light to cleanse and release any stuck energy. This retains heart clarity and potency as this light works to heal and to replenish. Notice you begin to step into a sense of your power. You can feel it emanating. You can sense your sovereignty. This is you rising to the occasion of your life. Feel your power growing, expanding. And now take a moment to breathe rhythmically. And then look around the circle and notice your light worker companions. Each one of us has lightened our energy. Each one of us has enhanced the beauty and clarity of our light body. You may just see light. It's time tonight to also heal our relationship with ourself and with the light source and with the earth. We're connecting with this light to heal any feeling of being abandoned or feeling deserted by source. Those dark moments, or feeling fear of what might be, or doubt, or scarcity, or even a sense of betrayal. And then return to that soothing, rhythmic breathing. Take your time. And if you have any resistance and you would like your higher self to assist you to cleanse or release any doubt, fear, abandonment, lack, just say yes to your higher self. And as you do this, your higher self directs you to the vision of a brilliant white sun. It shines radiant white light through continually shifting mandalas of sacred, multicolored, geometric patterns. Take a moment to sense or realize the color and frequency of these fractal patterns. They are healing. Watch them unfold. You can feel their potential, their magic. There are waves of light emanating from these fractal patterns, moving through you, within you, healing. Starting at your heart, moving to your mind, and radiating throughout your entire body. These are slow, deep, healing waves of light. Stay with the breathing and notice what part of your body attracts these waves. Notice the brilliant white sun again. And out of the most luminous center of this white sun, a solar tiger of white light purposely moves forward. The shape and movement of this tiger becomes focused. And you see the number 333 emblazoned above this magical healing tiger. The white light continues to amplify, extending far and wide into all the dimensions within you and around you. There's no barrier to this white light. There is no barrier to your healing. So continue your breathing and notice waves of light continuing to move through you and everyone in the group. Watch as slowly, purposefully, powerfully, they perpetuate deep healing in your body, your mind, and your heart. Very deep healing. Oh, stay with this light. Stay with this light worker healing until the light subsides. It may not go away, but it'll subside. Your higher self wants to activate this healing anytime you may need it. And if you want this to happen, just say yes to your higher self. So take this meditation time to rest, allowing this process to soak into the depths of your soul and your being. You are a light worker. Connect with any visions or whispers that call to your healing and any focus to follow. And I'll call you back or bring you back. Right. Begin to bring yourself back into the room. Gently breathe in and out, waking your healed body back up. Move your shoulders and your toes. Couple more breaths. Smile and open your eyes. And let me know when you're back.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. I'm back. That's good. Jim, you're back.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that everybody, I hope?
Mom, my mom.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
Forced you back. Anyway, the joy of this was to be channeling this and seeing you all and realizing that we are definitely a group of light workers, and it made me so happy. Yay.
Yeah.
So that's some angels and cosmic folk all sending you this healing because of all the wonderful stuff each one of you have done and the stuff we've done together. So there we go.
It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. I felt like it. I felt like it was too. If you have the reaction that I had after I had this, you're going to feel lighter and much more energetic. That's what happened to me. So after I did it.
I literally felt at one point that frequency, that higher frequency, just encapsulate us all as a group. And then I ended up lying down because I felt like the energy wanted to move that way. And I found myself looking into the light of eternity.
Ooh.
And it just was like, I felt like this is the light that creates everything. Like,
yep.
So it was almost like, you know, what do you do with that? I was like, I felt in awe of looking into it or becoming a vibratory match at some level with it. And it didn't last super long, but just long enough to ripple through, you know, my being. And I felt like that happened for all of us at some level because we were all connected in that.
Yep. I just sort of felt the white light radiating out of almost every cell in my body and just flowing into the circle of the group, and everything sort of mixed beautifully.
Mm.
How about you, Jim? Yeah. You didn't even fall asleep.
No. I got a smile on my face. It's I just really, I guess this is what I normally do. I pick two things out of what you were saying earlier, and that was the white tiger and the threes, because three's always been my lucky number. Any, you know, 3, 6, and 9, those numbers have always been good for me. And so I decided to embrace the white tiger. And so the next thing you know, I was the white tiger. And I was inside its body.
Ooh.
And I was strong.
Yeah, it's a very powerful symbol. Yeah.
Gentle but strong, and I had this made me laugh, but I loved it. I was moving around as the white tiger with a crown on that had three like prongs on it. I don't know what you call those on a crown.
Okay.
And I was in my element, and I pretty much remained there the whole time, and I felt powerful.
Oh, good.
And clear and lucky and just, oh, it was great. I feel like I'm still wearing it and I'm still in there. Yeah.
Mm.
So I thought, well, I don't know what all the other stuff you talked about was, but I lost it. But that's what I was enjoying myself. It's like a fantasy sort of, but half real. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but I liked it.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's great, Jim. As Dr. Joe says, remember this feeling.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I'll go after Jim because Jim was in it at the end for me. Jenna, did you say something about patterns?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'll just tell you the end because that was pretty significant. So what happened at the end was we were all one and we were in this light. And there were patterns just coming at us, these patterns coming at the group. And the next thing I know, we're like the zodiac signs, but all of them in the sky, that we became the sky.
Ooh.
With these patterns of light, of stars, like white stars, you know. The constellations. So we became the constellations of the universe, like our galaxy anyway. And then, Jim, I felt like I was in your head.
Whoa.
Because I was feeling stuff in my head that I don't normally feel. And I kept right in the coming up the neck. Oh, the main thing I felt with the energy was the throat. But toward the end, the energy was coming up through my head. But it doesn't normally get stuck in the back of my head. And it was kind of stuck there, and I kept saying, open up, open up, open up, the pathways, open up, open up. I don't know where your stroke was or anything, but I felt like the energy was focused in your head.
Sandy, you just sent chills up and down me.
Yeah, me too.
On what you got, I have to.
I can't tell you how many times I've used that word, open. I've been on my walks, repeating it over and over.
Right,
open
right,
arteries,
right.
Open heart. Open arteries,
open up, open
heart.
Up. And it was like opening the pathways, open the pathways, open up, open up.
Right.
And it just didn't feel like my head, because my head feels like.
What were you doing in my head, Sandy?
I don't know, Jim.
You were there. Believe me, you were there, because that's what my last whole week has been almost nothing but that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jim was running around with that in that tiger, so you took him over and he took over the tiger.
Really? And that's, I wanted to hear what you had to say, because, and then you said you had the crown on. Well, so, the energy was working in your head, Jim. That's all I know.
Yay.
Okay.
That's
great.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm. We are definitely light workers.
There's something going on.
That's so cool. I got I first saw the tiger before you even talked about the tiger.
Yes! Yes!
Anna, you were the tiger. You were the tiger. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know, when you said, like, meet everybody, like, when I was I really, like, got, in, like, you all turn into a different animal. And
ooh,
so,
oh.
And Jenna was the tiger.
Oh,
and then, yeah, Jim, you were a deer, and KK was a polar bear. Sandy, you were a cobra snake, and Jackie was this beautiful butterfly.
Oh, man.
And so, like, we were all in our, and I was a moose.
A moose!
And then, but we kind of, like, I don't know, we were these animals, and then these light animals that we were, and then, like, at different parts, like, we were giving each other these gifts of Sandy, your, like, magic and transformation and, just different gifts you would think that these animals might give. Was kind of my experience with the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really connected to you all. I really enjoyed, like, meeting each of you one by one.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought that was very cool. I like that.
Yeah, because I felt like I really was able to do that.
Me too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so fun, and I just missed being with y'all for so many weeks.
Well,
we missed you.
We did. That's for sure.
Yeah, the connection was so much there. I mean, my whole body was just like tingling, and like I was just a
me
part
too.
Of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's when you said like feel it in your body, and it was like my arms and legs, I could feel it, and then you said it again, and then it was my whole torso, and it was just like vibrating at this place where we were all like vibrating exactly at the same rate or whatever.
Yeah.
It was so connected, and I could feel the heart too go kaboom, kaboom.
Yes,
kaboom.
I had the rhythm of that. Yep.
Yeah, it was just amazing, and it was pure white light. And the only the only thing I saw that I really saw was there was like this slide that came down, and it just turned into these crystals, and they were all white crystals, like long crystals.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Otherwise, very connected.
Well,
very peaceful.
Absolutely peaceful.
Definitely.
I needed it. I definitely needed it. That's for sure. The thing that I kept sensing, beside being just so peaceful and so happy to be with everyone, was this thing that I want, and I had these cosmic folk and guides and all want you all almost desperately to know that you're light workers, that you have done so much good in the world, every single one of you.
Yeah.
And
I sensed that when we were the one-on-one.
It gives me chills. I almost want to cry that we don't take, you don't take credit for that, but we don't realize it as we go through our day about how much we are helping others just by being us, just by being in this group, being able to share and expand and grow. We're all different people than we were 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
And that's what the point they so wanted to get across. But they were, it was kind of funny. They were like, can we be a little more subtle than you? So I went, yep.
I decided not to be subtle this time. I had my crown on, and I was a powerful white tiger.
Let them hear you roar, Jim.
Oh, so, you know, I'll post this if you all want to listen to it again.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's good to have you with us again, Britt.
Yes. Yeah,
thank you for having me.
No, of course.
We always have you, honey.
Yeah.
We have you wrapped up in our arms all the time.
Yay. Oh. I love that.
Yeah. So have a great week, everyone.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That was special.
All right. Yeah. Love you guys.
That was beautiful.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.